official lots of times and no time.
Isn't that the way it works?
Good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
All right, good morning, everybody. This is the Wednesday, October 16th, 2019 morning session of the Portland City Council. Good morning, Carla. Please call the roll.
Good morning. Udaly?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Hardesty?
Here.
Wheeler?
Here. Now we'll hear from legal counsel on the council rules of order and decorum. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and needs to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the council clerk's office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. If it does not, you may be ruled out of order. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you're a lobbyist. If you're representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, a yellow light goes on. When your time is done, a red light goes on. If you're in the audience and would like to show your support for something that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express that you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Please remain seated in council chambers unless exiting or entering. If you are filming the proceedings, please do not use bright lights or disrupt the meeting. Disruptive conduct such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Very good. Colleagues,